Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, good evening and welcome to a belated and abbreviated John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Again, albeit for a slightly shorter show than we normally do. But we're thrilled to be with you. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on yet another win. At least my Broncos kept pace with them. Yeah, Tony, quit clapping. Yeah, they're cheering here. Jeff Bluebaugh's in studio with us tonight. He's over here wearing his red, just rubbing it in my face. That's okay. I got my Broncos hat on. Anyway, welcome. Nice to have you with us. We are pleased to have you. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Couple of quick programming notes. Excuse me. Don't forget to listen for my daily carry-on commentaries. That's our 60-second daily feature. You can hear those Monday through Friday, three times a day, 5 days a week, right here on KNSS. Also want to let you know a couple things. Next Sunday, we're back to our regular schedule. We've got a full show next Sunday evening with a great lineup. Congressman Ron Estes will join us in studio to bring us a wrap of sort of what his predictions are for the congressional look at, you know, what he thinks Congress is going to look like, the Senate's going to look like. Former Governor Jeff Collier will be with us next Sunday. He is the Trump campaign chairman for the state of Kansas, and he will bring us a presidential forecast. And Dinesh D'Souza will be with us next Sunday. So we've got a great lineup. We'll also feature some election previews on local races, and of course, we'll be taking your calls. So make sure you join us next Sunday. Great lineup for you. And then the following Tuesday, election night, we will be live, broadcasting live next Tuesday from the Estes for Congress Election Night Watch Party. It is open to the public. We will be bringing you live coverage, but it's at the Cozine Life Events Center. If you want information, you can find that information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But again, tune in to KNSS as we will be bringing you live election night coverage live from the watch party. Tonight, we've got House Speaker Dan Hawkins. He'll be with us here in just a few minutes to explain the GOP efforts to reform the legislature's annual budget writing process that would put the legislature in the lead role in proposing state spending instead of Laura Kelly. County Commissioner Jim Howell will join us to answer whether or not voters in Sedgwick County could be asked next year to support a new sales tax that would fund arts, culture, and recreation programming, and that money would then go to cut property taxes. And we'll continue our 2024 candidate profiles with a conversation with Jeff Bluebaugh, who's a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 2, running against incumbent Liberal Democrat Sarah Lopez. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. It's going to be no news to any of you that we are 9 days away from what is, in all arguments, what could very easily be said, which has been said every year they say this, every election they say it, but this is probably the most important election of our lifetimes. It's 9 days from today. And frankly, things are not going according to the script that Kamala Harris and the Democrats had planned. I mean, keep in mind, within a matter of weeks, a major political party ousted its presidential nominee and replaced him with his obscure and unpopular vice president, who has refused to define her current position, recanted most of her past positions, and dodged interviews with the press. A mostly unknown presidential candidate was then rushed through a series of, you know, secretive processes with no public input and no public information beyond campaign press releases and really, frankly, no agenda beyond joy. That was it. That was the campaign. Joy. Much like Obama ran on hope. The difference is Obama could sell hope. Kamala Harris can't sell joy. And, you know, after a brief bump in the polls, America, frankly, ain't buying the joy. And now Vice President Kamala Harris, well, they've completely dumped the so-called campaign of joy messaging for a more angry, bitter, and nasty tone. With less than, a week, basically, barely less than 10 days until Election Day, polling shows Harris has lost momentum over the last few weeks while using the campaign of joy. So they've pivoted. Their new strategy appears to be using President Joe Biden's 2020 and Hillary Clinton's 2016 playbooks that just demonized former President Trump as unhinged, unstable, and unchecked. Basically, just orange man bad. That's the new strategy. Because joy, people ain't buying it. But frankly, unchecked is the way to describe Kamala Harris throwing open our borders to unvetted criminals, putting the safety of Americans at risk. Unstable is the way to describe Kamala Harris's performance whenever she gets behind a microphone, and unhinged is her support for economic policy that has made life for Americans unaffordable. Lots of uns there, but you get the point. Trade policy that favors foreign workers over American working men and women. That's why she's, here's another un, unpopular and unelectable. I'm sorry, but America's not buying it. The reused attacks on Trump, however, do not present voters with a unifying message that candidates often transition to in the final weeks of a presidential campaign, underscoring the Harris campaign's desperation. There's another un for you, because that's what it is. It's desperation. Polling now shows Harris is losing support among men, black voters, and Hispanic voters, while Trump is running ahead of his 2016 and 2020 performances. Swing state polling indicates Trump is either leading Harris or is within the margin of error in every swing state at this point. Now, we're not talking red wave. I don't want anybody to say that. We don't want to get, ahead of ourselves. But voter registrations and early voting also appear to benefit Trump in almost every state. For the first time in the campaign, Trump now leads in all battleground states, according to Real Clear Politics averages. Folks, we're winning. We haven't won yet. Nothing's over yet. But we're getting there, which is why Kamala Harris has ditched her joyful vibes for darker tones. She's now resorted to name-calling, labeling Trump a fascist, and trotting out a bunch of Trump derangement syndrome sufferers and never Trumpers to call the former president Hitler in the hopes you will be scared into voting for her. But frankly, voters are smarter than that. And Americans aren't buying it. Kamala Harris is bitter. She's angry. And frankly, she's desperate. She can't run on her own record. So she's running on orange man bad. And voters are tired of that old message. They seem to be ready to turn the page on Kamala Harris. Americans have frankly seen what Kamala Harris's presidency would look like. Frankly, it's another 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency, and Americans have said quite clearly they don't want it. So again, things are trending in the right direction. We're looking good. But it doesn't mean you have to take your foot off the gas. It means we still have to run through the tape. It means there's still time to write a check, make a phone call, go knock a door, put a yard sign out, show your support, and most importantly, vote. If you're thinking about not voting, don't. Get out there and vote. Vote early. If you know people who haven't voted, take them with you. We have to vote. We have to get our voters to the polls, because trust me, they're going to get their voters to the polls. I'll share with you little bit of information. And, I get my little sources. I have folks who share little bits of data with me. This is actual voter data for Sedgwick County to give you some information, a little inside dope. We get inside dope here. Now, this is as of October 25th. So 2 days ago, this is early in post-person ballots from Sedgwick County. Just to give you a highlight. Total Democrats, 5,451. Total Republicans, 6,026. We're winning, folks. don't take your foot off the gas. We cannot afford it. Right now, Republicans are outpacing Democrats in Sedgwick County 47.5% to 37.5%. We're winning as long as you don't ignore the facts, as long as you get out and vote. Stick around. When we come back, we'll talk with Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
This was real joy on display watching Liz Cheney, who's basically compromised everything, every stated position she's ever had, has now aligned with the people that referred to her father as a murderer and a war criminal and a crook with Halliburton. And every stated position on the economy and on foreign policy, just because she hates Donald Trump.
Sean Hannity, afternoons at 2 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's what's happening.
I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up.
Right now.
We gotta lock him up.
Democrat Tulsi Gabbard has changed teams.
That I'm joining the Republican Party.
Our country is being crippled and destroyed by Kamala Harris.
Israeli intel documents on Iran have been leaked.
We will investigate that.
This was so damaging.
That's a serious problem.
And we stand with Israel.
Keeping you informed.
We'll always stand with Israel in its defense.
And up to date.
Does not help the situation.
Check in often with 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, it's Nikki from the Pando Initiative. We are so excited that Cooking for a Cause is completely sold out, but you can still make a difference.
That's right. This is Daniel, and you can go to pandokids.org to tip your favorite Pando chef. Every dollar helps Pando kids get the support they need to thrive in school and beyond.
So even if you couldn't snag a ticket, you can still support our amazing chefs and help Wichita kids succeed. Head to pandokids.org to tip now.
And we're glad Odyssey serves.
It's what's happening.
Donald Trump's serving fries in McDonald's.
Right now.
Connecting with every man and voters.
Where they make the French fries. And she talked about the heat. It was so tough. She never worked at McDonald's.
Donald Trump is spiraling down, unhinged.
As vice president, met over 150 world leaders. They are very concerned.
Kamala Harris.
The most radical nominee.
Keeping you informed.
In the history of American politics.
And up to date.
The choice isn't even close.
Check in often with 98.7 and 1330. KNSS.
KNSS FM HD1 Clearwater. KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Are your group health insurance premiums out of control? Is your current broker just delivering increases each year? You want the best for your team, but are you providing them with the health insurance they deserve? We know that navigating health insurance options can be overwhelming. That's where we come in. At Micah Chance Healthcare Consulting, we simplify healthcare solutions to help you take control and reduce your cost while adding benefits for your employees. Call Micah Chance Healthcare Consulting, 316-285-4466 or MicahChance.com. That's 316-285-4466.
Mahomes stepping up. He's going to scramble. 15. He's at the 10. Cuts back inside the 5. Mahomes rolls into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! A 14-yard scramble for a touchdown.
The back-to-back Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, for game day coverage from kickoff to the final whistle. One team, one kingdom, one station.
Every Chiefs game live on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Is it time for a new car or a fun-filled getaway? Look no further than Wichita Federal Credit Union. Treat yourself to our customized loans that put you first. Whether you're looking to buy a car, make home improvements, consolidate loans, or take a vacation, we're here to make it happen. We take pride in providing competitive rates and personalized service to help you find the perfect loan that fits your budget. So go ahead, treat yourself with a loan from Wichita Federal Credit Union. Visit WichitaFCU.com or call 316-941-0600, extension 512. Some restrictions apply.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. At Patterson Legal Group, our results speak for themselves. Some of our recent cases include $350,000 for an auto accident, $1.2 million for a truck accident, and over $10 million for another injured client. At Patterson Legal Group, getting you all the money you deserve is our main goal. In a wreck, need a check? Call Patterson Legal Group today.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 5.
Hey, Bill, did you get your sinking driveway looked at?
Yeah, First Company sent out a commissioned salesman that tried to convince me I needed all kinds of stuff I know I didn't need.
Sounds like one of those big companies with the TV ads.
Exactly. Their quote was crazy high.
Well, that's why I went with Midwest Foamworks. They're local, no upselling, just a fair price and good work.
Midwest Foamworks, real solutions, no pressure. Call 316-749-7550 today for your free estimate.
For the lift and last, Midwest Foamworks.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Rodney Price. Wichita Spirit AeroSystems is reacting to the actions of Boeing machinists to reject the company's latest offer. Spirit has released a timeline that they would need for additional layoffs. The company said in a release that should the strike continue beyond the end of November, financial pressures and a significant inventory buffer would require them to implement layoffs and additional furloughs. Your weather is ahead, but first, a check of headlines from Fox News.
On stage at Madison Square Garden, I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Former President Trump now delivering his remarks to a full house at New York City's Madison Square Garden.
I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. We need the American dream to come back home.
Earlier in the evening, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk spoke.
Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that.
Trump has suggested Musk could be the secretary of cost cutting. Vice President Kamala Harris rallying in Philadelphia, saying she's looking ahead to the election.
We like hard work. Yeah. Hard work is good work. Yeah. Hard work is joyful work. Yeah. And make no mistake, we will win. We will win.
Election day now less than 10 days away. The latest Fox News poll shows Trump with 2-point lead over Harris nationally. Damage after Israel's attack to Iran's secret military base southeast of the capital and a base analysts say hides underground tunnels appears to show in satellite photos from the AP. Iran denies the damage but does report 4 soldiers killed at the country's air defense system. And a member of the British Parliament is suspended by the Labour Party after a video appeared to show him punching and knocking a man to the ground. Surveillance footage obtained by the Mail Online appeared to show the member continuing to hit the man while he was down as others shouted for him to stop. An investigation is underway. America's listening to Fox News.
'70s giving way to '60s this evening. It's going to be beautiful. Just enjoy this Sunday evening because before long, those winds are going to start to howl. They're going to be increasing through the night, and by sunrise tomorrow, we will be windy. Winds around 15 to 30 miles per hour. That's actually going to be helping to keep temperatures from falling even out of the '60s overnight, expecting a low of 61 degrees in Wichita. And then tomorrow, we turn the temperature up to 87. Record high is likely, high fire danger, and also those winds could be gusting as high as 45 to 50 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. Still windy on Tuesday, but then on Wednesday, a cold front arrives, and that'll bring a chance of showers and thunderstorms. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Wherever you go.
On the way to work.
At the gym.
Whatever you're doing.
I can just turn it on in the car.
Staying informed and up to date is easy. All the news you need for your day and the sports, music, and podcasts you love are on the free Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. If you ever miss a show, don't worry about it. We've got you covered. We post clips from all of our shows. We post single hours. The entire show was one audio file and a couple of featured segments. There's lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, While you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, top leaders in the Kansas legislature authorized this last Wednesday the formation of a special committee responsible for developing a state government budget plan before the start of the session in January. To give you some context, that would be very handy. Having been a former legislator, typically we go up there and we have to wait for the governor to submit her budget for then the legislative committees to get to work on theirs. The 23-person committee with 16 Republicans and 7 Democrats would meet 5 times between the November 5th general election and January 13th launch of the annual session. The objective would then be to produce a draft of a budget before the governor outlines her priorities in the state of the state and then her written budget recommendations. With us now to explain the purpose of this change is Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins. Dan, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show as always, my friend.
John, it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
So, you know, Dan, for years the legislature has used the governor's budget to begin their work on spending bills. And of course, we have to wait for her, or you know, even when it was Sam, we'd have to wait for the governor to give us our starting point. And the thing that always used to bother me, and even with Governor Brownback or Collier, or I'm sure what you've had to deal with Laura Kelly, is you're dealing with then their priorities, what's important to them. And like, for example, in her budget, the first thing you guys have to do is take out probably 20 pages of Medicaid expansion. But you see what I mean? There's a lot of stuff you got to go through in order to start your process. I'm assuming that's one of the reasons why you're doing this is because you can then focus on the priorities that matter to you.
Well, so let's start out. It's going to take me a couple of minutes to lay this out for your listeners. But let's start out. You are absolutely correct. It doesn't matter on the governor. But here's what happened. It was last year, about June of last year, 2023, I went to the governor and I said, Governor, the biggest complaint I have from my appropriators is that they do not have the time to spend to really dive into big budgets like an $8 billion budget, and you get 4 or 5, 6 hours to work on that. Can you imagine working on an $8 billion budget and having it done in 6 hours?
It's
impossible. All you're doing is just getting an overview of it and you're passing on it. And so I said, Governor, could you give us that budget early? And she said, no.
And what was the reason for the no?
And I said, why not?
Okay.
And she says, because I don't want you to have it. That's my budget for the state of the state. If I give it to you, you'll have the information, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she gave all of these reasons why she couldn't allow us to have it. I said, okay, I get that. I get the fact that you want to keep that for your state of the state. So how about giving it to KLRD, Kansas Legislative Research Department? We'll sequester it there. They can sign NDAs. They will not release it to us, but they can go to work and be ready when we get to session, so we're not waiting 3 weeks for a budget to get to us.
Right.
Because that's how it works. So she releases it the day after her state of the state, but it's just a report at that point. And it takes another 3 weeks for it to get broken down into pieces and delivered to our individual budget committee so they can actually start on their work.
So you're talking then by at least maybe the first week of February before you can start work, which people wonder why it takes so long to get a budget. There's one reason.
Absolutely. She doesn't give it to us until that time. And then the budget folks, our analysts in KLRD, have to do all of their work. So when she refused, I said, okay, I tried to work with her, and I've given this speech many, many times in the last 3 months. I gave her an opportunity to work with us. She chose not to. And so I have to do what's best for the people of Kansas. And what's best for the people of Kansas is for us to do our job when it comes to budgets. We are the appropriators, not the governor. We are. We're the ones that should be setting the priorities on what we spend. And so that's when I started my research and spent a lot of time. Ty and I, the Senate President, Ty Masters, and I spent a lot of time researching, meeting with KLRD, meeting with the revisers. And what came out of it is not only can we, they used to do it. Back before 1957, they actually used to do that. And why they ceded it to the governor back then, I don't know. But at this point, for us to really do what we need to do, we need to produce our own budget. We're going to do that. We've went through the process. We've figured out how we're going to do it. And starting on November 8th will be the first meeting of the Special Committee on Legislative Budget. They'll meet five times. And by the day we gavel in, we will have a pre-filed budget bill in our committees. On the second day, we'll have their pieces of it, and then we'll start the work. So it gives them three more weeks than what they've had in the past to really dive into the budget process and make some good decisions.
Well, that's the nice thing about this is also the timing. I mean, you and I both know that there's a good couple weeks has been historically. You and Ty have really sped up this process. But historically, there's been a good week or two that first couple weeks when there's a lot of lunches and not a lot of work getting done. And I'm glad to have seen, especially in the last 4 years, you and Ty have really focused, last two in particular, on ramping up that, you know, getting to work day one and trying to get out of there as early as possible. We're talking with Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. So clearly then the budget's going to reflect the priorities that, I mean, you, like in your case, you've had 125 members who've gone around to their districts and have heard what they're hearing from the people. Laura Kelly's not door knocking, so she's not in touch.
She's actually out of touch.
Right.
If she was in touch, she wouldn't have come out and said, I will not sign a property tax relief bill in 2025.
Right, exactly.
Big mistake on her part. Big mistake.
So you have to assume then that your budget's going to look considerably different than hers. Are you assuming then, I mean, you may get her budget and then say, hey, we like this piece or that piece, and then merge it into yours. But by and large, I'm going to use my little Karnak hat here, and I'm going to forecast that you're going to come out with a budget. Your budget's going to look considerably different than hers. When you pass it, then, do you think that this could be the first time in history that our governor would veto an entire budget?
I actually have been saying that, and I was actually at an event this weekend where there was a prominent Democrat, and his comment to me was, the governor is going to veto everything you send her. She wants Medicaid expansion. She's going to hold hostage everything to get Medicaid expansion. And I go, well, we're going to be there a long time.
So they're telling you behind the scenes, if you pass a bill, rats and cats, you know, a simple bill renaming a bridge out in western Kansas, she's going to veto it because she's not letting anything come until she gets her Medicaid expansion.
Oh, I don't think she'll mess with those, John. That wouldn't make sense for her. She's going to hold the big stuff. She's going to refuse to sign a property tax relief bill. She's already signaled that. She hadn't signaled it. She said it. She just said it in the rejector. That blog out there that's not much.
I know what you're talking about. The Kansas objector. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of different names for it. Yeah. Rejector.
The Kansas. We pretend to be journalists. We know who they are.
Yeah. So she's already said that she's going to do that. But I do believe for the first time in history, she will veto a full budget bill, which is going to make her look really bad. I want people to know about it because I want people to know what to expect.
Yep.
This governor's got 2 years left. She's going to be unhinged. She's going to do everything she can to make things rough. So everybody needs to expect it, and we need to stay solid and continue to work and continue to send things to her. And if she vetoes everything, then so be it. That's her. Mm. That's also the reason why it's so important for our folks to get out and vote for Sandy Pickard here in town. Yep. We need Sandy Pickard.
Sandy Pickard, Eric Seligman, Chris Parisio, Kyler Sweeley over in Hutch. I mean, all those races are opportunities for us.
Get out there and vote early. because if we, you know, we have to keep our supermajority, and I do believe that the way things are going, that we're going to. But people really need to get out and vote early. It's just imperative. This is the most important election cycle in my, certainly in my tenure in the House of Representatives.
Dan, I appreciate you. If folks are interested, they want to subscribe to the Majority Report, which is your weekly newsletter. I highly recommend it. Where do they go to sign up for that?
Just go to Dan Hawkins, Kansas, and Kansas is spelled out. It's not K-S, it's K-A-N-S-A-S. Dan Hawkins. DanHawkinsKansas.com.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. I'll see you next Tuesday at the watch party if I don't see you between then. But the way you and I have been going to fundraisers lately, I'm sure I'll bump into you.
I bet you we will.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Take care, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell will be with us to answer whether voters in Sedgwick County could be asked next year to support a new sales tax that would fund arts, culture, and recreational programming. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
At Affordable Dentures and Implants, our Snap Secure Dental Implants will let you eat and speak with confidence at a price that's affordable. So if you think you can't afford dental implants, think again. Our Wichita office, led by Dr. Don Nguyen, is open at 4805 West Central Avenue between Washwave and Pond Central. Schedule a free new smile consultation by calling 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com. That's 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com. Schedule your new smile consultation today. Affordable Dentures and Implants.
Go ahead and smile.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Give your home an elegant look with Mastercraft pre-finished hardwood molding. Available in 5 pre-finished colors to save you time. Just cut and install for a simple upgrade to any room. Save big on all Mastercraft molding products. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bad decisions limit future options. Stop adversity from becoming stress. Listen to The Flatline with host Rick Hughes Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Learn problem-solving devices built on God's Word for inspiration, education, all without manipulation. The Flatline, this Sunday on KNSS.
Stephen Ted Mornings.
16% of people say they have lived in a haunted house.
Oh, well.
11% say they visited an actual haunted house.
Okay.
6% say they haven't yet but would like to.
That would be me. I'd say bring it on.
Ever lived in a haunted house, Ted? Furniture moving by itself.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, I just always figure it's my cat's doing.
I don't know what it was the other day when our wall started dripping blood.
Yeah,
I don't know if that
there's
was
always
haunted.
That. Yeah.
I hate it when that happens.
Stephen Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
The Constitution is built to limit people like Kamala Harris. It's built to limit people like Bernie Sanders. And they're blowing through it. This election is about the Constitution. It's about the principles in the Declaration of Independence. It's also, by the way, about the moral principles in the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule and all these things we were raised on.
Mark Levin, afternoons at 5 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted Mornings.
Grazer won her second fat bear contest Tuesday. Grazer beat Chunk by more than 40,000 votes. They picked a bear they believe best exemplifies winter preparedness by the fat they have accumulated over the summer feeding on the sockeye salmon.
Is that why I'm getting fat? I'm eating too much salmon?
Have you been eating any salmon at all?
I guess I'm not in the river catching it with my teeth and my bare hands.
Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Next time on Steve and Ted, Ted brings you updates on the Chiefs-Raiders game, and it's Mondays with the mayor, Lily Wu. Steve and Ted, Monday morning on Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, Americans for Prosperity Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country. Folks get to join together and phone into federal races. There's still time for you to help out. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. You can Central Time. You can phone for freedom. Make phone calls into some of these key races in Georgia, Pennsylvania, some of these races that are very crucial for Republicans to win the Senate. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and like and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, voters in Sedgwick County could be asked as early as next year to support a new sales tax that would fund arts, culture, and recreation programming. 100% of the new sales tax would be dedicated to lowering property taxes. While quality of life projects like Exploration Place and some of the museums and the zoo would no longer be funded through property taxes, but through sales tax or use taxes, depending on how you want to define it. With us now to explain the concepts and its chances of appearing on your ballot anytime soon is Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. Jim, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
John, thanks for having me on tonight. Appreciate it.
Did I explain the basics accurately? Did I summarize that pretty accurately?
Well, unfortunately, there's a few moving pieces to this, and I apologize for the complexity, but when you and I spoke earlier this week, there was a resolution I'm promoting right now
right. That
prohibits property taxes from being spent on discretionary things within the county. And, of course, a lot of that's arts and culture and things like that, parks and the zoo and Exploration Place and many other things. So this resolution is a prohibition from using property taxes for those things. But this is based on the fact that we already have a 1% sales tax. We passed this back in 1985.
Right.
And right now, this last year, this generated about $140 million. Of the $140 million, we share that with the 20 cities. And Wichita gets about, this last year, about $87 million. Derby gets about six, and on it goes. We retained about just under $40 million for all the municipalities, including ourselves. 50% of the revenues is for infrastructure, like roads and bridges. The other 50% just goes to the general fund. So if I ask a question, where is that $19.5 million within our budget? The answer is it's just mingled with every other property tax dollar. It's all the same bucket of money. And so what I'm asking us to do is let's earmark those dollars so that property tax dollars cannot fund discretionary spending. The sales tax dollars can be used for anything, including core functions, but property tax dollars would be reserved for core functions of government only.
So that's what you're pushing, is basically a resolution that would say no property taxes can go for non-essential fund, projects.
That's right. That's what I was trying to do.
How was this received when you proposed it? I mean, I guarantee you I know how David Dennis looks at it, but how was it received overall by the rest of your commissioners?
Well, one commissioner is interested in moving this along with me, and that's Commissioner Beatty. He's been very supportive. The other commissioners are slow to support this. They're skeptical. They feel like this. One of the comments I use is, we can't bind future commissions. And by the way, there's a truth to that. However, all you have to do to undo this binding is simply vote to repeal it.
Pass another commission. Exactly. You're not binding anything, because then all a future commission would have to do would be to pass a resolution to undo it.
So let me give you an example. Right now, there's a discussion going on about elephants, and there's a request for the community to support the $10 million addition onto the elephant.
I was going to ask about that. Yeah. And for the listeners who may not be familiar, the Sedgwick County Zoo recently announced a massive $10 million elephant expansion. They're calling it a community fundraising for this expansion. But my question, Jim, is why is the county being involved here? Because if you look at all the marketing, the press releases, and everything on their website, it looks like they're looking for, individual donors, businesses. There's nothing on the website that says they're asking the county to pony up tax dollars.
They're not right now. And right now there is a discussion of potentially of applying for a federal grant from the Office of the Interior, I guess a $5 million grant. But to get that, we've got to put up $5 million of guarantee from the county, which is arguably going to be property tax dollars unless we can find private donors. And so there's a bit of uncertainty to where that $5 million will come from. So they've not asked us for anything right now, and that may come at some point in the future. But the reason I bring that up is because over the years, and we just did a several million dollars for exploration, $2.5 million for exploration place. We did a $6 million entrance to the zoo not too long ago. Back in 2014, we did $5.3 million for the first elephant exhibit. There is almost always community things out there that says we're asking for some property tax dollars to support something really we think is extraordinarily good. And what I would like to see us do is if we're going to fund those things, fund all that through sales tax, not through property tax.
Right. Sales tax that is sunsetted, by the way, so that once you get your money, the sales tax goes away.
And on top of that, there is a zero-sum game of dollars. And so I can argue right now there's about $19 million worth of spending on the sales tax funds.
Ugh.
If you were to connect the dots right now they're not connected. But if we connect those dots, then basically if you wanted to find some large amount of money for some project like that, you've got to cut something else within that fund. Or if there's a recession, they all have to tighten their belt. It gives us a guardrail to live within. And by the way, there's a couple of caveats even to my resolution. For example, the zoo is owned by Sedgwick County government, and those are our employees. We have about 112 employees out there. So one of the caveats is that the sales tax dollars have to be enough to take care of the maintenance and pay them the salaries of our employees at the zoo. And if there's a shortfall from sales tax dollars to do that, then we could tap property tax dollars in that rare, unlikely event. But this is a caveat to get this to pass. At the end of the day, I want there to be hard decisions of saying that property tax dollars are very special. It goes to fund things like the sheriff, public safety, emergency management, the jail, all the really important stuff of Sedgwick County, roads and bridges, and on it goes. And I knock on that door of that little old lady says, I'm being taxed out of my home.
Right.
If I say with a straight face, listen, every one of your dollars is going to things that you support, things like the sheriff's office or 911 or whatever. It's all important stuff. They'll be like, I understand that. And again, it's my fair share. I understand. So as long as we're doing things frugally and things are being done fairly, then that's a legitimate argument to be made. But if I say I'm taking your money and give it to someone at the Sedgwick County Zoo, for example, to cause the price of tickets to be lower, that causes people to have some concerns.
Or to build a $10 million elephant exhibit.
There are some things, again, so on the culture rec side, there's some things out there that says, some people says, like, my tax dollars are precious. Don't use my tax dollars for things that are discretionary, things that people could fund on their own.
Right.
And there's some, over the years, there's been all kinds of pet projects. It's one of these things that you in the legislature, John, you know what this is like. When you have a bill that says, we're going to save something that's really heart-wrenching, that's wheelchairs and puppies. It's something you can't vote against this. You have to vote for it, right? In the legislature, there's a secondary body that takes care of a lot of that stuff.
Yep.
That's not true for the commission. We vote for it, it's done.
In my defense, I did vote against a lot of wheelchairs and puppies in my time. We're talking with Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. So, Jim, let me ask you, is there a chance, I really appreciate Sedgwick County Commissioner Ryan Beatty. I know he's been supportive of this. I think Pete Meitzner would be. Sarah Lopez and David Dennis don't like taking a tough vote. But fortunately, they're both going to be gone here in 9 days. So what are the chances that you can actually get a motion or get this thing at least up for a vote? I'm not asking you to give me a forecast of if it passes, but can you at least get somebody to help you to get this to a vote?
I think right now I have probably two and possibly three votes for this. But if it fails, John will bring this up again in January, and I'm sure that Stephanie Wells will vote for it.
Well, and I'm sure my next guest will. I've got Jeff Blubaugh coming on here after bottom of the hour. I'm sure he would be with you too. And you're right. I think Stephanie Wise would as well. I think Brian will. So the next step is for you to bring the resolution. You'll get a second, hopefully, from Ryan Beatty, and then it's just a matter to see, if Pete and David on his way out. And Sarah, on her way out, are willing to support you and actually do something fiscally responsible for a change.
I sure hope so. And you did mention sales tax earlier. I do want to get into that for just a minute if you have time.
But I've got about 1 minute.
Well, I would just argue. I want you to make a point here that right now the 1% sales tax generates that much money. And if you live in Wichita, there's a 24 mil rate reduction in your property taxes right now. Because of the sales tax. I'm going to tell you, it's a conservative principle. Like people like Carl Peterjohn, who's known as being a taxpayer champion, if you will, fighting for taxpayers, trying to reduce the cost of government, he supports the consumption tax over property tax.
Yep.
And the question is, are we going to replace the property tax with the sales tax That's the discussion we're talking about.
And I actually think it's a good idea. If you're going to do it, then let's, for lack of a better term, a use tax or something so that, hey, if I don't want to use it, then I don't have to pay for it. Jim, if folks have questions, if they want to contact you or if they want to offer encouragement or feedback, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You can call me at 316-253-6797. That's my cell phone. Or you're welcome to email me at jimhowell4ks. That's number 4. ks@gmail.com, or you can contact me at the county. That's fine as well.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. I was talking with someone the other day. Your name came up, and I described you as the Don Quixote of fiscal conservatism. So keep tilting the windmills, brother. We appreciate you.
John, thank you for your support. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Jim. We'll take a quick break, and when we continue, we'll talk with Jeff Bluebaugh, who's a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 2. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Are your group health insurance premiums out of control? Is your current broker just delivering increases each year? You want the best for your team, but are you providing them with the health insurance they deserve? We know that navigating health insurance options can be overwhelming. That's where we come in. At Micah Chance Healthcare Consulting, we simplify healthcare solutions to help you take control and reduce your cost while adding benefits for your employees. Call Micah Chance Healthcare Consulting, 316-285-4466 or MicahChance.com. That's 316-285-4466.
Everybody's working for the weekday.
It's time to celebrate the weekdays with new IHOP House Faves.
Everybody wants IHOP House Faves.
All of your favorites for just $6.
A menu of faves for just $6.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Get it all on Monday through Friday.
Only at IHOP. Let's put a smile on your plate. For a limited time at participating restaurants, price may vary.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Former President Trump holding a major campaign rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City and announcing a new policy.
I will support a tax credit for family caregivers who take care of a parent or a loved one. It's about time that they were recognized, right?
He also promises to launch a program to deport criminals. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris campaigning in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
We are focused on the future, and we are focused on the needs of the American people, as opposed to a Donald Trump who spends full time looking in the mirror, focused on himself.
The VP telling supporters she is optimistic about her chances of winning the presidential race. America is listening to Fox News.
'70s giving way to '60s this evening. It's going to be beautiful. Just enjoy this Sunday evening, because before long, those winds are going to start to howl. They're going to be increasing through the night, and by sunrise tomorrow, we will be windy. Winds around 15 to 30 miles per hour. That's actually going to be helping to keep temperatures from falling even out of the '60s overnight, expecting a low of 61 degrees in Wichita. And then tomorrow, we turn the temperature up to 87. Record high is likely, high fire danger, and also those winds could be gusting as high as 45 to 50 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. Still windy on Tuesday, but then on Wednesday, a cold front arrives, and that'll bring the chance of showers and thunderstorms. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Glenn Beck.
There's only one candidate that will keep your kids from fighting another war. There is only one candidate that China and Putin will actually listen to. There's only one candidate that has proven to boost the economy and bring us one of the best, most inclusive economies ever. And the other candidate has now proven that they don't have any idea what they're doing. I just don't understand it.
The Glenn Beck Program.
I'm Avery Mallon, your 2024 Miss Kansas teen. I founded my platform, Just a Kid Like Me, in 2016 to help educate others about children with additional needs and the importance of looking past their differences and loving them for who they are. At the age of 12, I founded and hosted my first Just a Kid Like Me camp, advocating for inclusion while educating my typical peers on how to work side by side with children that have additional needs. I hope to create a world where every child feels free to be just a kid like me. Follow me at Miss Mary America's Teen Kansas to learn more. I am Miss Kansas Teen, and I'm glad Odyssey serves.
Thank you, Wichita, for making Sean Hannity the highest-rated talk show on afternoon radio. Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you to make sure you tune in to KNSS to hear my weekly commentaries. They air three times a day, 5 days a week, right here on KNSS. They're the carry-on commentaries. Again, you can hear them daily, Monday through Friday, three times a day. So make sure you listen to that. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. One other programming note coming up here starting in January, the John Whitmer Show is going on the road. Once a month, we will be broadcasting live from Topeka. That's sponsored by X Services. My old buddy John Eck is sending the show to Topeka. We'll bring you live coverage from the legislature and interviews live from Topeka starting in January. Looking forward to that. Every election cycle, we try and bring you as many candidates running for office as we can. Running out of time, actually. Next week will probably be the last one we get to before the election. Tonight, we've got an old friend of the show, dear friend with us this evening. Joining us now is Jeff Blubaugh. I'm sure you all know him well. He actually filled in for us here as a guest host when I was a candidate for office. Jeff, he's a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 2. Thank you for joining us, brother. Nice to have you back on the show.
Yep, glad to be in here. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I forgot that. You filled in a couple times as
a guest
host. I
think three times, wasn't it?
Holy cow, Tony Dusing's ready to give you my job. Next time I say something wrong, I'm gonna get the boot. You're gonna be the new host. It's gonna be the Jeff Blubaugh Show.
One can only hope.
Oh, you see, and you've got that accent too. He's got that country accent. You know, he could do little kind of a Bill Clinton kind of accent.
I told you all the farmers listen to you, John. They like you.
See, look at that. He's got a better accent than I do, and we both have faces for radio.
There you go.
So, you know, I've seen your Facebook posts. You've been very busy. I'm mostly door knocking. I mean, my wife let me borrow the Mustang to drive in your parade the other day. But other than that, it seems like all you're doing is doors. How many doors have you freaking knocked by now? It's got to be in the thousands.
You know, we started there in mid-April, and I know we're 12,000 plus.
Holy cow.
I mean, we have really hit the doors. And I'm so glad to be able to have the opportunity to do it. You know, serving the city council for 11 years, being on the Goddard School Board before then, this year is the first time I've been out of the bubble, out of the institutionalized bubble, and really getting back and talking to the people and finding out what the issues are. And it's just been such a blessing to kind of be separated from the institution and actually be out there with the people again. Been great feedback.
12,000 doors. Yep. That's, I mean, I've probably knocked that many doors, but that's over a matter of years, not in a wow. That's amazing. So what's the number one issue? I'm sure I know what the answer is, but it's got to be property.
It's property tax. Yep. Property.
How did I know?
And the sad thing is, there's just so many people when you're out there door knocking, they don't have enough money to make ends meet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's some of my campaign material that I've been talking about. It's choosing prescription drugs over property taxes. It's quality of life. Do you have quality of life at home? You know, do you have enough money for your house payment, your rent payment? You have gas in your car. Do you have groceries? You know, it's these type of things that are really affecting people, and people want to change. There's no doubt about it.
You know, I saw an interesting piece the other day. It's a mailer. A buddy of mine lives in your district. I don't live in your district, but a buddy of mine saw a mailer the other day. I think it's from Sarah Lopez. And which he's a Republican. I don't know why she's wasting her time. But, you know, she's doing what she does. She's touting cutting property taxes. And he called me. He says, you know, Sarah Lopez telling me that she cut property taxes. What's up with this? And I explained to him, yeah, it's $4.14 on a $100,000 home. Meanwhile, how much? And I just asked him, you know, how much has your property taxes gone up because of the revenue neutral rate? And he said, well, yeah, we went up about $400 last year, went up about $600 a year before. I said, there you go. So your property taxes have gone up $1,000 bucks and she saved you about $8.
So I had a lady from Hayesville that kind of put the math to a test, and she's got a $300,000 home. She's saving $12.
Yep, that's Sarah Lopez saved her $12.
$12. Woo-hoo! And her taxes went up $800 a year from her assessment. I like to call them Oprah assessments because I'm a real estate broker. I know a lot of these values are inflated. I know the market right now, there's houses just sitting on the market, the days on the market. They've got to take some more metrics into consideration when they're figuring the assessment. You just can't say, well, this is what they sold for. Well, if it was 1,000 homes that sold and there should be 3,000 homes selling, they need to say, well, look, there's a 4-month supply out there. The market's not quite what they're appealing to be. If you put that assessment value on there, and I think somebody said, well, they're within 3% of sales price. Okay. It probably takes you 10% to sell a house.
Right.
When you figure your 6% commission, you figure your title insurance, you figure your closing fees, and then you figure you're probably putting $5,000 to $10,000 to get the house market ready. Well, now we're at 86% of the sales value or something like that. So we need to throw some other metrics in there. I know a lot of people say, well, this isn't the county's job. This is a state job. Then it's the county's job to advocate to the state to tell them that your process is broken, that we need to take that we need to seriously look at this and rebuild the system with something that's more accurate, that works for the taxpayer.
Well, and, you know, I know I went to that forum you did with Sarah Lopez, and she brought that up. She said, well, it's not your job. It's not to advocate for the legislature. But then again, you know, I remember when she was advocating the legislature for Medicaid expansion. So if you're going to advocate for Medicaid expansion, why can't you advocate for tax cut relief?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just she wants to advocate for what matters to her. She doesn't want to advocate for what matters to folks. And in the lady, you know, you're mentioning her example, I mean, that $12, that doesn't even buy you pizza delivery.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. But I saw the mailer. The guy showed me the mailer, and sure enough, here it is. She's talking about all that great mill levy that she cut for $4.
And I've heard that answer from her time and time again. It's not my job. It's not my job. You know what? The hardworking people of Southwest Sedgwick County do not want to hear their leadership say that's not my job.
Well, especially when
it your job.
Yeah. Especially when their leadership, frankly, is making over $100,000 a year and just voted for a 3% pay raise. That was the other thing I pointed out to him. Yeah, she gave you a $4 pay cut, and then she took a $3,000 pay raise. So, I mean, it's obscene when you think about it.
You know, I've used my example of a Happy Meal. You know, you can't even buy a Happy Meal with this mill levy reduction. And you look at how many Happy Meals could you have bought with that increase?
No doubt. Yeah. You're
saving $3. Those salaries have went up, $5,000 to $7,000?
Yep.
I mean, that buys a heck of a lot of Happy Meals.
And Donald Trump could serve them to you. We're talking to Jeff Blubaugh, who's a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 2. I don't want to belabor this point, but I do want to ask you about a Wichita Eagle article that came out. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to, very rarely does the Wichita Eagle actually do journalism anymore, but this was a pretty good piece, and I want to ask you about it. Can you stick around through the break?
Absolutely, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Jeff Blubaugh. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means this October, you can drive away in a 2024 Kia Forte for $199 per month. Or take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. All with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end October 31st. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Okay, so you made it through one more year cleaning out those gutters. Or maybe you paid someone else to clean them. Or maybe you simply ignored the problem again. But you know you can't keep getting away with doing that. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with the ongoing problem of keeping those gutters clean from leaves and debris. Hi, I'm Lori Klassend, and along with my husband Mike, own the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Let us help fix that that problem. Call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185. The Gutter Cover lets you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. It's the strongest cover available and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover is a solid aluminum cover that keeps gutters clean and free-flowing by keeping out leaves and debris. We're family-owned and operated, and we appreciate the opportunity to share this great quality product with you. We do free estimates with no pressure sales and have a great senior discount. For the most affordable solid aluminum cover, call me at 777-1185. The Gutter Cover is ready to help you fix that never-ending pesky chore of cleaning those gutters. Call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
There's breaking news all day long from around the world, and sometimes all that noise makes it hard to hear about what's happening right here at home. With the free Odyssey app, getting your local news plus breaking news is easy. And even when you're not near a radio, stay connected with what's going on right here by listening live and push alerts. Just download the free Odyssey app and search and follow your local news station and you're good to go. The local breaking news to get you through your day at your fingertips on the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY.
Stephen Ted Mornings.
I'm very far from being what you would call a hip person. People on TV, they build them as iconic, wonderful singers and actors. Mm-hmm. I never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my wife and say, who is that? I don't know.
Well, I'm the same way.
There's a gap here.
We're on one side of the gap, and some people are on the other side.
We're on the downside, no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, I know what time Wheel of Fortune comes on, so
Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And from breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Make sure you tell your legislators to keep AM radio in cars, in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886. And tell Congress to keep AM radios in cars. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
This is an opinion from a former judge, Keith M. Alber. I am a student of law whose age is 85. My first year of college was 68 years ago. One class I took was political science. A half page of my textbook essentially outlined a few steps to overturn a democracy. 1. Divide the nation philosophically. 2. Foment racial strife. 3. Cause distrust of police authority. 4. Swarm the nation's borders indiscriminately and unconstitutionally. 5. Engender the military strength to weaken it. 6. Overburden citizens with more unfair taxes. 7. Encourage civil rioting and discourage accountability for all crime. 8. Control all balloting. 9. Control all media. What was printed in 1954 as a possible diabolic nightmare has become an emerging reality. I hope that Americans will unite enough to pen a good finish.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. I hope we are smart enough to pen a good finish. With us still is Jeff Bluebaugh, candidate for County Commission District 2. So, Jeff, before the break, I brought up this article in the Wichita Eagle, and kudos to Chance. Well, it was a Chance Swain piece, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the piece, he points out that a dark money group has been sending out false and misleading attack ads against you. The group has ties to a Topeka lobbying firm run by several Democrat operatives who held positions within the government under former Democrat Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius. And all this stuff has been on, you know, nonsense stuff like you don't live in your district and, you know, you don't pay your property. I mean, it's just all been frankly, bullpucky. I mean, is any of this, are you hearing any of this at the doors, or are people seeing this for what it is?
I have not heard any of it at the doors. You know, they've been going out there saying these things for months, putting little hit pieces on people's doors that have my sign.
I've been to your home. It's pretty obvious from the kids' bikes in the driveway that you live there.
I mean, just the silliness. He doesn't have utilities on. He doesn't live there. I'm like, I'm there every day. Come on by. You know, we had several journalists come by the house and visit with me. So, and it's just lies and you know what's funny is I have not had one person question me. And I think they've done three mail pieces now, just absolute lies. And everybody takes it for that. You know, the way they're delivered. It's very unfortunate. You know, this is my sixth campaign. I've never went negative before. And I don't think you need to. If you've got a solid record to run on, you don't. People know what you've done. I've represented two-thirds of this district, been reelected three times. They know me. Yeah. When I go into these neighborhoods, they know me. They know who I am. They know these things aren't true. They don't even ask me about it.
Well, and that's, I think, you know, in fact, you were quoted in the article. You said, basically, if she had a record to run on, she'd be running on that. But she doesn't. She can't. She doesn't want to run on $4.14 worth of property tax cuts because she voted for her own pay raise.
Yeah.
So this is why she's running on this.
Yeah. You know, the one and she's said, well, I'm not part of this. Well, yeah, but sure. You're sending out the exact message. There was several people sent me a text out today, pretty much the same thing. Jeff Blueball never cut taxes. Well, you look back, Jeff Blueball always voted not to pass revenue neutral. And when they did pass revenue neutral, Jeff Blueball voted against those budgets.
Right.
So I don't know how I'm responsible for.
Well, you know, I was in the legislature for 4 years. And during my time in the legislature, they passed a lot of budgets with increased spending. And I voted against every one of them. That doesn't mean I voted to raise spending, but they still did it anyway.
Right.
It's the same thing, but now they can say you didn't cut spending. Well, yeah, because you're one vote, and if they overrode you, they overrode you.
I would say that, you know, some of my colleagues that I served with on the city council, they're both on both sides of the partisan fence, and you're kind of attacking some of them that support these things.
Yeah, Lopez is attacking some of her Democrat colleagues.
And I can't imagine that they're going to like that very well when some of them are coming up for election and your Democrat across the street over at the county has been out there criticizing the work that you've done.
Yeah, Brandon Johnson probably not too happy with some of the Sarah Lopez attacks. Jeff, well, it sounds like, you know, property tax is the biggest issue. I imagine law enforcement, safety, public safety is probably number two, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever I made my announcement back in January, I was joined by police and fire, FOP, as well as the fire unions. They know they've been able to depend on me. I think one of the hit pieces was that I cut funding and cost public safety workers their jobs. Now you think about
that. Yet they endorsed you.
Why would they endorse somebody on their way out that's turned out if I did something harmful to them? It just, none of this passes the common sense test.
Yeah. Well, again, when you're desperate, you throw whatever you can, you know, at spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Voters aren't going for it.
No. Well, I always try to do this, but if folks are, you know, they want to help, they want a yard sign, if they want more information, if they want to donate, because, you know, here you still got 9 days.
Sure.
And these attacks are coming. She's still throwing stuff. They can visit Jeff4SedgwickCounty.com, and that's the number 4, correct?
Yep. And you know, I put my personal cell number out there, 316-640-0656. Call me, text me. I do return my phone calls and my text. And
from the house you don't live in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm there. Come by. I got signs on my porch. Usually, whenever I'm not out door knocking, I'm usually sitting in a recliner doing data. So.
Yeah, trust me. Like I said, I've been to your home. I know you live there. Last time I was there, there were a bunch of kids' bikes right there in the driveway.
They're still there.
Yeah. Jeff, I appreciate you, brother. Wish you the best of luck as always.
Thanks for having me on, John. I appreciate it.
We've just in a few minutes that we've got left, want to do a little bit of programming notes. Again, we want to remember the Carry On Commentary. That's our feature hosted by me Monday through Friday, three times a day. Don't forget the weekly Pachyderm Club luncheons. They occur every Friday at noon at the Petroleum Club, which is the ninth floor club. That's the former, that's the Petroleum Club. It's now the ninth floor club there downtown. And don't forget to join us next Sunday when my guest will be Congressman Ron Estes, former Governor Jeff Collier, who is the state campaign chair for the Trump campaign, and documentarian Dinesh D'Souza. I'm really looking forward to having him on the show. It's a fascinating interview. I've been trying to get Dinesh on the show for quite some time. We're also working on some others, including General Mike Flynn. We'll have some other interviews coming up here in the next few weeks. So make sure you follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. That's where you can get all the latest programming information. And then, of course, election night. KNSS will be broadcasting live from the Estes for Congress watch party on election night. That's coming up next Tuesday evening. We'll have live coverage starting when the polls close at 7. We might be on a little earlier. We'll just see how our coverage begins. But we'll certainly be there at 7 o'clock. And again, that's coming up next Tuesday on election night. If you're interested in joining us, we'll be broadcasting live from that Estes for Congress election night watch party. Doors open at 7 when the polls close. It's at the Cozine Life Events Center over on Webb, if you have, or Greenwich, rather. If you have questions, you can always find out more information at the Estes campaign office or on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. In the meantime, have a great week. Don't forget to get out and vote. The Estes office is doing ballot chase calls. They need volunteers. Go volunteer. Go help out. There's still time. Make a difference. And carry on, fellow deplorables.